a semi-impromptu, Neil, and with Rory Smith. It's semi-impromptu. The Everton situation has been clear now for a few days. I would recommend reading the report. I also would like anyone who makes a comment on the situation with Everton to make clear of how much of the report they have read before they do so, because my God, it would offer a great deal of clarity to the situation and not leave me being a man in airports ranting at the fact that journalist X has not read clearly paragraph 137. I am indeed on the verge of being maniacal about it. The reaction, we'll start there, Rory. We'll move through the reaction. We'll do some reality. We'll do some ramifications in the short term, and then we'll do some ramifications for the possibility of greater change. But we'll just start off with the reaction to it. I've been surprised by the amount of sympathy that is knocking around for Everton in the context of this. I think it's that thing that the football men do not like it when the outside world, in one way or another, elbows itself into its space and says, hang on, this is the sort of stuff you put up with, is it?
Yes, my initial reaction to the reaction, which I think is suitably meta for what football's become, was basically, I think that there is a cultural rejection of points deductions in England. So there's only really been one in living memory that's significant, which was
in the Premier League,
in Portsmouth, in the Premier League era. Borough got one, didn't they, in like 97 for not fulfilling a fixture because they said they had gastroenteritis. And then there was one in the early 90s, one for the grandads, when Man United and Arsenal got a couple of points knocked off. I think United lost two and Arsenal lost one for a brawl on the pitch.
I think it was the other way around.
Was it the other way around?
Yeah.
In reality, I think for a brawl on the pitch, teams should be given points because they answered the entertainment. But see, we don't have a huge amount of like precedent for any of this. Whereas I think if we were in Italy, it's much more kind of in the bounds of one of those things that happens. Sometimes a team will get a points deduction in Italy. And I'm guessing that like when Juve got theirs last season, Juve obviously thought, this isn't fair, we don't want this. But I don't think anybody in Italian football was sort of saying, this is wildly unfair and completely disproportionate. Just they're a little bit more accustomed to having points deductions. I'm inclined to say that Everton have done their job quite well in terms of getting their side of the argument out there to an extent, like preventatively. They've got their rebuttal in early, I think is probably the correct way of putting it. And I think that a lot of what they're doing is not so much to say we are innocent of all these charges, because in the report they clearly accept that they breached PSR, the fancy new name for FFP. I think they're trying to get the points deductions reduced. I don't think there's a way that this ends with Everton on plus 10 points from where they are now, but I think there's a way that they might get 4 or 6 shaved off, and that will obviously make a material difference. I don't think they're getting relegated either way, but that will make a material difference to their probability of getting relegated. It makes the rest of the season less stressful.